Hey everyone, welcome back to the IWP Network, or if it's your first time, welcome hanging out with us. Thank you so much for choosing this podcast, and feedback is always welcome. So make sure to check the links below for all social media links, audio and video versions of this show, and merch. We look forward to hearing from you and hearing that feedback, and enjoy the show. Bangabers podcast Patreon episode number 6. We have a lot of content on the Patreon. I'm pretty proud of that. You know, 6 episodes of the Bang and Beers. I think like 4 or 5 of the other shows. It's pretty cool. As a Patreon person, is there anything on the show like Patreon you'd want more of, less of?
I like it. It's the way it is. Yeah, I don't have.
You think it's worth your value?
Absolutely.
I mean, your value is a little higher than everyone else's, but yeah, we truly appreciate it. But this is, you know, if you guys are looking at the Patreon, let people know about it. Let people know in the group chats and the community pages about the Patreon, and our goal is to hit 10. I don't know, like, it's just a cool number. It's 10. We're at 7 now. I think it's cool because I think 2 of the people are podcasters, and then 2 of them are like businesses, which is pretty exciting.
Cool.
But we have some. This is Bill's episode. He brought everything, tripping animals, and then just this orgy of flavors in one beer. Tell us a little bit about these beers.
I'm not a cat judge, obviously. Got pulled in by the can art when I first came in. I checked it on Untappd, as I'll often do. And nobody else had checked it in, so I picked it up just because, how often are you the first person to check in a beer?
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't know what the I'm Not a Cat Judge video was, so I had to watch it before we recorded here, and it's fucking hilarious. So they had a courtroom case where one of this, I mean, elderly judge is turns on his Zoom call, and there's a filter on where it's the cat filter. And I'm not a cat. I'm a human.
I'm here live,
judge. Could you imagine if like you're fighting for your life, and your lawyer comes on a Zoom call, and he has like a fucking filter on? You're like,
I gotta go.
I'm going to jail.
Could you imagine being the lawyer's kid who probably is the one who had the cat filter on him?
What if it was like the face tattoo one where like the judge turns on, he has like face tattoos all over him?
Dude, the best part about how the eyes move just fucking gets like, I just, it's like, oh no. It's like the eyes are left and right. The
they're looking at everything on the screen like, how the fuck do I get this to stop?
So fucking good.
It's always awesome when elderly people use technology, and they hit speed bumps.
And he said his assistant, who likely was also elderly, they were both trying to figure it out in the room.
They start clapping. They're like, it'll turn off somehow. Yeah, it's really entertaining. But I'm not a cat judge.
That's a quick ass turnaround too. That was like a month ago.
Yeah. Let's crank a beer out. You want to read the description of this one? Well, I crack it.
I'm not a cat judge. It's a double IPA, dry hopped with cashmere cryo, mosaic, and mosaic cryo hops. Loads of melon and stone fruit notes. So hazy, it'll make you have to stand before a jury.
I like it.
I'm here. I'm not a cat.
It's been a while since we've had labels peeled off the cans and put on the table, but I think
this one has to happen.
I think we have 3 of them on this one. I'm definitely Beaker Stan. I've been starting to
like that the eyes are like metallic blue too. Like, yeah. It's not just like
I kind of like this Street Shark looking one too. I was a fan of the Street Shark cartoons. Do you ever see the old video online of Vin Diesel doing the advertisements for Street Sharks?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
No, I have not.
Oh, all right. We're gonna get fancy here on the Patreon. We're gonna get crazy. If you want to read that off, go ahead.
Read what off?
The description.
He already did.
Oh, did he? I'm sorry. It's that quart.
Yeah, it's that quarted.
Hold on. I'm just trying to. Ooh.
I know, right? The smell is.
That is dank.
We're going to share.
Touch of the cat piss.
Share a screen. Yep. Where are we at?
Well, that's good.
Jeez. Thank you. It's not even my glass.
Empty.
No, it's my glass.
Right, here we go. God damn it. There you go.
The whale shock. Round mound of pound.
Very deadly.
Look at that necklace.
Just Vin Diesel playing with toys.
they actually tripping animals. It is a series that they're doing. That's all the street shark ones.
Oh boy.
Yo, I don't like Vin Diesel with hair. Vin Diesel having hair is bothering more than his leather vest.
But no shirt.
Hand shark.
Hand shark.
Yeah, I wonder what he's doing with that after they call cut.
Yeah, that's Vin Diesel playing with street sharks.
Yeah, so the new Suicide Squad looks amazing.
Yeah, it does.
I think I lost 10 IQ points after watching that.
I don't like seeing Vin Diesel with hair. I'm gonna put it out there.
There's also Vin Diesel breakdancing.
Oh, sounds about right.
You ever see that one?
No. Well, I guess we're going to.
Bob's loving this over there.
He is.
Oh man. What are you guys getting out of that beer while I pull up Vin Diesel's?
It's definitely got a dankness. Yeah. There's like the tropical-y. I can't pick it. It's like a mango-y, I want to say.
That mango? It says melon and stone fruits.
What's a stone fruit?
Like a peach.
Peaches,
like
peaches. Plum.
Oh, okay.
There's a big pit that'll break your teeth.
See, we're getting
Charlie, did you eat the whole pear?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Maybe a little peachy on the end.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get rid of this ad first. So.
Yeah, because it
this is weird.
Could you imagine ordering a VHS tape to learn how to break dance?
Your parents are like, get the fuck out of here.
I hope it came with a cardboard thing to fold out to actually dance on.
Get the biggest parachute pants.
This guy became the most famous person in Hollywood at one point. He is Groot.
He is Groot.
Whoa, hey, the smile on him.
Also don't like that he has hair.
All right, that's enough of that.
A little weird.
Vin Diesel, see?
So I appreciate the shape he's in, and that he does a lot of his own stunt work, but yeah. I honestly believe he's one of the worst actors ever to exist, and he should never have a line.
Yeah, I am Groot should be it.
But
I am Groot.
Hedgehog!
This guy's special power is...
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so the first time ever, I think too much cat piss is a thing.
Well, it's a cat on the banana, man.
Wow. That's a lot. There's a lot going on there.
Oh, I like it.
I like it a lot.
Like, I feel like I have to scrub my mouth. Like, my it's like I haven't brushed my teeth in a month. That's something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna be honest. The can.
See, awesome. Like the cat piss port. I get all this aroma. I don't get. There's like no taste at all to go with that.
No,
it's just scent.
Yeah. Holy fuck! Why is it like it's my mouth is feels sticky?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you having a stroke?
He's running dangerously low on Vin Diesel video.
Or maybe dangerously too high. We watched two.
That's a lot going on there. I don't know how I feel about it. Bob, what's your score on this?
I think I'm going to give this a 4, actually. It's got the nice fruit up front. Mm-hmm. I can, what I would call a touch of peach right before the finish.
Yeah, there's starts. Definitely the peach to it.
It's smooth. It definitely gets you a good whiff when you raise a glass, but once you're past that, everything else is good to go in my book.
4.25. This is super good. I really like this.
I give it 2.75.
2.75.
Shit.
Not for you. Yeah, I have a weird, like, I would have scraped my tongue.
Really? Yeah. I don't even think it's that, like, heavy on, like, the mouthfeel. Like, it's creamy.
I get that, like, I don't know. I don't hate it, but it's a lot. Like this style of beer is something that's my favorite. Well, I do it like a lot, but I think there's a little, I don't know what it is, but there's a lot going on there that I'm not sure if I'm into yet. I'd have to have more than a taster, but as a taster, I'll give it a 3.5. But
it's interesting they use like Mosaic Cryo hops.
I think it might be something with the cryo
because it's like almost like a hop extract. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like a more powerful hop. I think.
Yeah. There's yeah.
Cryo stuff's not common. What do you know of cryo hops, Bob?
Man, nothing there. But apparently they're tasty.
Yeah, I really like this one.
Street Sharks. This guy's special power is he punches things.
See, I thought you were going to say his special power was that he tastes like cat piss.
Yeah, that was heavily cat pee.
Where do we order hand sharks at?
Special power eBay. Is it cleans the eBay, litter box itself.
We should get
not a danky
hand sharks made that have our logo on them.
I would buy that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, the stimulus is coming for me soon, and with that,
I think that's called Bad Dragon.
Yeah. I'm getting a digital art tablet. So
nice.
I'm not an amazing artist, but I can get by. But I want to get better. And I want to get better with digital art. So I'm getting one of those nice tablets. And I want to dive into, I feel like not just with my podcast, because we have so many shows and we can make cool logos of stuff, you know. But I want to be able to help like local, I have a lot of local bands I can help out. I have a lot of local wrestlers I can help out. And we're entering the beer world. So it'd be cool to kind of get my art in a beer can.
Yeah.
So I want to, like, I look at stuff like this. I can draw that. Like, I can, like, if that can pass to a can, I can get on a can. I'm not saying that that's bad art, but I can cartoon like that. My only challenge is I'm not amazing at like coloring and shading.
Well, that's what practice is for.
Exactly.
That's what nice of those digital ones, because if you don't like it, you can just delete it.
Yeah. So I feel like this podcast has been a thing for me because I didn't know what I was doing with this 3 years ago. And then here we are. I'm not saying I'm amazing at it, but I'm better than I was 3 years ago. So anything you put the time in, you're going to get good at. So that's kind of what I want to dive into too. And then like someone's like, hey, I need a logo or I need this. Like I can do that for them. So that's my next little adventure I want to do. It must be cool to see your art like on t-shirts and stuff. Like I remember when Tori did our art, I was like, man, that's gotta be like a cool feeling when you walk around and see someone wearing your art on a shirt. Like,
man,
that's like our fright rags. Like I couldn't imagine like seeing your work being presented that way. And I also would probably create a secondary like TeePublic where I would take some of my art, like because I'm a fan of like Pokemon or something, I would do like a Pokemon spoof. And because there's really no fucking license registrations or anything on that site, people put crazy shit on there. So I can possibly make a couple bucks on like my own art, you know, which would be fun. And I would put it all back into the show as well. But yeah, I don't know. So that's the next little venture I'm doing. I'd like to
nice
dive into. What's that? I can't stand IPAs. You don't like IPAs? We did a whole lager episode. Now you're gonna
That's the last time IPA. So you're okay.
It's like pine trees in my mouth.
This one doesn't taste like pine trees at all, though.
What? This one does. Did you not taste it?
I'm not really tasting the
bunch. Smell the pine trees.
What's this one called?
This is Street Iker.
Street Iker.
Iker.
You have it pulled up?
I do.
You want to read it? Go ahead.
Street Iker from the Tripping Animals Brewing Company. It is a double Imperial New England IPA, 8.7%. Because these apex predators
you gotta are like Vin Diesel.
Because these apex predators,
they're a force to be reckoned with.
We commemorated each of the four sharks of this series to our own one-of-a-kind owners like Iker. This anthropomorphic goblin dipa is wildly foggy with notes of citrus and pine. Street Iker, the double India Pale Ale with Idaho 7, Idaho 7 Cryo, and Common Hops. The flavor profile is hoppy, sweet, smooth, strong, and piney. And I will admit that I get some pine tree on the finish.
I'm not getting piney on it.
Wait till you burp.
Well, that's a spit take.
I'm feeling that the last one we do will just take over all of your breath for the rest of.
I'm getting this is a very sweet beer.
Yeah,
I like the citrus to me is more like orange, green, clementine.
Yeah, that's more along what those I'm lines.
And I get a dash of pine after the citrus.
Dash.
But that's not very strong. But
I don't know what it.
I'm thinking with you, it's the cryo.
I don't know. I'm not. There's something with these I'm not a fan of.
It could be the cryo. There's certain things that like some people will taste differently than others.
Pine.
Like I drink. I'm like.
See, I don't get
it. It's a hard beers. Swallow. I'm not gonna lie.
Like yeah, perpetual because from Trove, super piney, and I don't. I like that. But
the person at work that gave me that one that I brought, she said she's like, I don't think I like the cryo because she's at first thought it was I've. Idaho 7, but then she looked and she's like, I've had things with Idaho 7 in it before, so it's not that.
Let's find out
it has to be the cryo.
Let's find out what's up with cryo hops.
I think this is another 4 for me.
I'm not going to score it because I don't want to ruin. Obviously, if people like it, I don't want to be that guy, but it's not for me. I'm going to be honest. Like, I taste it. I'm like, nice. And I'm just like, keep it down, boy. Keep it because if I let it, it'll come back. It'll come back to visit. Yeah. So
cryo hops are hop cones that are frozen with liquid nitrogen. Then the lupulin glands are separated from the now nearly completely debittered leaf or low abstract bract.
It's science.
So basically, the glands that make up cryo hops are the concentrated bittering and oil containing the portion of hops. So basically,
it's pure oil.
Yeah, it's like an extra. It's like a hop extract versus actually being a hop.
So that makes sense because I said like my mouth feels like sticky. Like my mouth feels oily.
The oil. So that's probably what it is. It's probably that because they're using the cryo.
So basically, what this does is that with regular hops, a lot of like the liquid and stuff is absorbed into the hop and hop pellet. This kind of gets rid of that because the hop flavor with not that absorption into something that's going to get thrown out of the mash.
Okay.
So yeah. Basically, it's essentially it seems like it's more like a hop extract than it is a true hop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely. Like I said, when I drink it, my mouth feels like it puts like a slick coating on my mouth. Like, yeah, like when you like.
See, I'm not really getting that though.
I get all right. So this is gonna.
It's like, drawing my tongue out though. Like I just smoked.
Yeah. This. Yeah. So like, if I back in the day when I would partake and I would smoke and I would eat like junk and garbage and I was sleeping over a friend's house, and I woke up the next day and I couldn't brush my teeth immediately, and then like I went the whole day without brushing my teeth, and you're like. Like your mouth just feels gross. You're like, can I get like a fucking mouthwash or something? Or you're brushing your teeth with your fucking finger. It's like that. That's what these two beers give me. Like that dirty mouth feel. Like that oily, gross, ganky feeling in my mouth. That's what I get. Like it. Like that oily, like thickness on like where you want to scrape your tongue type deal. That's the only way I describe it. It kind of. Everything else, the flavor there is good. Like the dankness is there, but just that after. Afterglow for me.
I think that's just a side effect from listening to too much Vin Diesel.
Hit my face.
This shark gets you that.
He really, had shark you.
Yeah.
This shark gets you this thing. This shark gets you got the hand shark.
Gets you the oily on your, mouth.
I just gave Vin Diesel my own act.
Gives you the oily fingers on your mouth, and then you drink it.
That's like a Jersey Goomba.
Yeah, it's like a Jersey Boston guy. It's close enough for me. I am Groot. All right, let's get into...
We didn't score it.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, guys. I'm not scoring it.
I like this one. I'm giving this another 4.
Yeah, 4 for me.
I went 3. There's a weird sweetness to this one that I don't like.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't get the oiliness or anything. But, like, there's a weird sweetness to this one that's just not jiving with me. It does not. I don't taste pine.
Yeah, the pine doesn't bother me. I can drink.
Because I like pine, but I'm not tasting it.
What are you scoring it?
I give it 3 just to be nice.
You don't have to be nice. It's all right.
You don't have to be nice.
Yeah, they're like from Florida. They don't care.
Yeah.
And it's a Patreon episode. You can be scathing.
Yeah. Only you're going to watch this. I wonder how many people actually watch the Patreon and actually like who pay for the Patreon and actually watch the content.
Can you see the watch count?
No, I mean, I can if I look, but I don't really watch anything. Like, I don't look at any numbers for the most part. Like, if I put something out, I don't really see where we stand because it just drives me crazy if one's like, if I feel like it should be higher, you know, type deal.
Well, I mean, if you have the Patreon, people are paying for the Patreon and they're not watching it, then it's just free money.
Yeah. I think a lot of people just like, we want to support you, but we're not really interested in watching some of the stuff, which may be a thing too, and that's fine. I'm cool with that. But yeah, I don't know how many people actually watch the content because there's no comments or anything. Like, no one really gives feedback or like talks. Like, I did a giveaway on a Patreon once, and she won because she was the only one. She was the only one who watched. It sucks because she's so supportive, but it's just like, I have to like T102 her. Like, you can only win so many times. Because I'm just like, here, Jen, you're the only one who like not only watches but comments and supports. Like, here's all of our gift cards we're giving away.
That's actually her long con. Yeah. If I buy the Patreon, I win all the shit.
Yeah. She drops all this money into merch and Patreon and she gets like a $10 gift card. $10 return. You're not really thinking this through.
No. Nope.
Money back.
Yeah.
She has a silo at home, like Scrooge McDuck. It's just all gift cards in there.
She throws them in her pool.
Yeah,
swims around with them.
I have to yell at her sometimes. Like, stop it! Stop doing this! I love you. Stop. And she's like, listen, she's supportive, man. Like, I wish there was more. Like, I'm the same way. Like, people, I go to wrestling shows and like, yo, stop! You don't have to buy every shirt here. I'm like, I have to. I want to. I love all of you. Yeah, I'm the same way, so I definitely one of the same. Everyone scored, so let's get a box jellyfish out of the way here.
Those things are monsters.
Would you rather get tased, shot, stung by a jellyfish?
What kind of jellyfish are we talking about? The box jellyfish?
Yeah.
An irukandji?
Yeah.
Portuguese man?
Fucking shoot me.
What are we talking about here?
Like, when I say shoot you, like a 9 or a 22 or something.
So apparently I watched a documentary on irukandji, which are box jellyfish that are like
little micro
this
ones.
Big, yeah. That one sting will make you want to kill yourself.
Really?
Like, there's no pain medicine that will stop it.
You just got to ride it out.
Like, they basically put you in a hospital and they do what they can for you and keep you from killing yourself.
What? That's
terrible. Yeah. It's fucking like,
yeah, was, like they put up they put
and
up
of course they're from nets, Australia. So, yeah.
They put up the shark nets and that doesn't stop them because they're so small. Yeah, they're they like just go right big. Through it. Yeah,
you're going to Australia too. You take one.
I want to go to
videotape it.
There's a documentary I saw. I think it was on Discovery about them.
What about that guy who would take bites from things? You ever see that guy?
No.
He's like a guy on YouTube and he'll like catch these wasps and bugs and ants and he'll just be like, I'm going to let it bite me and I'll tell you what I'm going through. And just him going,
no, I think I did see one with one of the, those like murder hornets.
Yeah.
Or like there was a bullet ant, I think is the one that's like makes you want to kill yourself.
Yes, the bullet ant.
Yeah. I think that one, certain tribes, what they do is they tell like,
they make the gloves.
Yeah. Yeah. Where they say like, they tell the young boys, like, if you want to be a man, you have to go stick your hand in an ant hole.
Yeah.
And they have to get like bit by the ant.
They make gloves out of them. with palm fronds, and I forget how they stick the ants in them, but all the ants are on the inside, and you have to wear the gloves for like a whole day, and where it's just nothing but the bite in your hands.
Yeah,
that's that shit.
That's like, you think we have toxic masculinity? These fuckers are wearing like worst, like the worst bite in the world.
You're gonna put this ant sleeve on.
I got to a fire ant hill, a couple fire ant hills in Texas when I was doing my job training for the Army. They were in my uniform, and I was like, I gotta go. I'm like, there's ants everywhere, and my drill sergeant's like, yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Is that what they look like?
Yeah,
they look like spiders.
Terrible.
Do you ever watch, we were talking about the guy on the internet who takes bites from animals. Do you ever see that guy?
I have not.
He took a bite from a snapping turtle.
Dude, that'll like take your finger off.
Not a big one. Like not like a little like, one. Like on a on like the meaty part.
Those are bullet ants.
Yeah.
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 Each one of those gloves has approximately 100 of them in it.
Fuck that shit.
I'm out.
I'm gonna need 13 of these beers.
I drink 13 of these ones right here. I'll probably have heartburn afterwards. But
yeah.
Right.
Sour ale with blueberry, passion fruit, and vanilla.
All right, let's give it a shot here. This is a 6% ABV. Box Jellyfish is a member of the Venom series, and this beer is conditioned with blueberry, passion fruit, and vanilla. Their Venom series. What else do they have? What else is part of their Venom series?
We are Venom.
I would drink that again.
You're rolling that one. That's a roller.
Is it like all the fucking shit
this
in
this
it?
Probably was too. Yeah,
you got to put it in a fucking like a fucking shaker, like your pre-workout shaker.
Ooh, all right, that's got
it's tart.
It's tart.
It's been a while since I had a beer that closed my eyes.
I like that one.
If you do that again, I'm gonna take a picture. I'm gonna set it at my screensaver.
Yeah, that's a.
This is
it's fucking cricket.
I'm gonna get this done on my calf.
You're going to get my face tattooed on you. That's so crazy to me. It's out of control.
So you got a bowl of soup. I got a bag of lemons for you.
I got a bag of lemons.
So in the Venom series.
Oh, it's good for scurvy.
there's no bad trip, which looks like it's a King Cobra. There's Indian Red Scorpion, which obviously there's a scorpion on the can.
In the can, I'm like, ooh.
In the can.
Yeah, in the can. It's conditioned on the scorpion.
Yeah.
There is a liquor that has a scorpion in it.
Hey, kids, look at this.
Puff, puff, fish.
The lollipops.
Yeah. I saw them. There was a jerky place in Hershey had those.
And golden poison dart frog.
There's that, like, snake liquor you can get in, like, Thailand.
This can is just pure DMT. We're just like, I'm seeing aliens. Supposedly, that's what people experience. They take that DMT and they get an out-of-body experience and they talk to, like, extraterrestrial beings.
Nice.
I want to try it once.
I'd do it.
Mike Tyson said he thought he was going to die, and then once you get past that phase where you think you're going to die, then you go into this really crazy trip. Yeah.
I have a shirt that says open the door and take a trip with the mushroom. It's really cool, actually.
Yeah, this beer, I guess, hits your mouth like a box jellyfish would, I guess. It's really tart.
It is very tart.
It tastes good, though.
It's very nice.
The flavor profile's all there.
This is my type of beer.
Actually, the blueberry is very underwhelming on it, which is good for me.
I
get more of the passion fruit and the vanilla, a little bit hint of the vanilla to it.
I get a little bit of the blueberry.
Yeah, it's not.
It's up front, just enough to tell it's blueberry before you know vanilla washes it out.
It kind of tastes like blueberries when they're not quite ripe yet, and they're still a little tart.
Chug that for me.
And they're still a little tart yet.
Chug that one.
Oh, Eric.
Yeah.
I
get this a 3.75. That is, ooh, baby.
4.5.
Huh?
I give it a 4.5.
4.5. Yeah, I feel like
I give this a 4 as well. This is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I agree.
I do like it. I'm so excited for this Beaker beer. Beaker. Oh, and it has the other guy on it too. I forget his name.
Bunsen.
Bunsen.
Dr. Bunsen.
Bunsen,
yeah.
Honeydew.
Bunsen Honeydew.
Yeah, Bunsen Honeydew.
Beaker the Tweaker.
Yeah. they gave him a very long neck instead of the long head. They changed up his look a little bit so they don't get sued.
And that's because of the ouzel finch too. The bird has like a really long neck, so they always have that bird on their cans.
Oh, are the Muppets owned by Disney now?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't want the wrath of the mouse.
The wrath of the mouse.
They put a disclaimer on there now that it's like the Muppets are like offensive before every show.
Well, like it's adult oriented.
It came out in the early 70s.
Like the Muppets are not a kid's show.
Yeah, no.
But like, no, I hear something about being racist too and offensive, and I'm like,
what?
Yeah, that's no, you have on Disney yeah. Plus.
Maybe but think all of something colors. Awesome. Have any of you heard of Timothy Pye?
No.
I'm almost positive it's Timothy. So he's from England, and he does like his.
Oh, is that that British like news reporter guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
You have to watch the one about Little House on the Prairie.
Oh yeah, yeah. He goes because the author she got her name removed from like some kind of writing award.
They took Laura Wilder Engel's name off a children's literature award because her works are racist, and
She was just writing about her time, though, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's like, the problem. It was like, yeah, she wrote all the books were about what happened in her childhood in like 1875, yeah. Less than 10 years after the Civil War ended.
Like Mark and Twain wrote, and he like obviously.
And he mentions Mark Twain in the rant too, but check it out after the show.
Yeah. Well, the big thing that's happening right now on Peacock is the WWE Network went over there, and they're taking matches out of cards. So there was a match where
Roddy Piper from WrestleMania 6 is no longer on there.
Yep, they took that match out because he wrestled it.
He wrestled Bad News Brown. He's painted himself half black.
And they took the match out. Yeah. Now realistically, he's a guy who's just doing what his company's telling him to do. You know what I mean? Like a part of wrestling is you have to do things that makes you the heel.
Yeah, Roddy Piper was like one of the best heels.
Yeah, and he played a lot on racist stereotypes. Yeah. Now, I
smashed the coconut over fucking Snuka's head.
Almost killed him.
Yeah. Because it was a real coconut.
Yeah,
I'm here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of bubble gum.
So I've been watching Modern Family on Peacock.
Yeah.
And I love Modern Family. It's a really good show.
Modern Family's on Peacock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. Every episode.
That's an ABC show, isn't it?
That was on Hulu, I think.
Yeah, it was on Hulu also.
But it's an ABC show.
But the thing is, it's a family show. It does have a lot of adult themes and content to it, but that whole show is on stereotypes. Like they play on gay stereotypes. They play on because he's in an interracial relationship, and a lot of Ed's jokes
like All in the Family.
Yeah.
You know, people, you know, like, oh, that's so horribly racist. That would never be a show today. But it was the way that everyone lived in those times, the whole purpose of pointing that out was to bring it to light. And
and learn.
Yeah, the people are more acceptive of that today because they watched it on those shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Modern Family. The big thing now is like people can't. You can't voice a character if you're not that character. Yeah, so if you're not.
They went after
Simpsons and everything.
But Jenny Slate on.
Yeah, Jenny Slate on Big Mouth. Yeah. She voiced a biracial, a half white, half black girl, and she stepped down for a black girl to voice her.
Yeah.
But shouldn't it be a biracial person that voices? Well, that's where I think it gets a little too fucking ridiculous.
Well, the reason I say that is because I am a fan of Modern Family.
Yeah.
And if you watch that, there is a guy playing a gay guy, and he's just playing the gay stereotypes, and he's hilarious in the show.
I love Cam.
But where's the cancel culture for that? You know what I mean? Like, here's the thing. I do think cancel culture should apply for certain things. Like, I think if like old car, like if you go back and watch old Looney Tunes, some of it's pretty bad. You know, like the Mammies,
it's
also, and like
it's a product of the time.
It is a product of the time. But so what I would say is slap a label on it, slap a warning. Like, fine. Hey, if you're
the Muppets,
learn from history. Don't erase it.
Exactly. That's the biggest problem. Like when you erase history, guess what the Nazis did?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
All right.
So it's like put a label on, say, hey, this is maybe not for everybody. And if it's not for you, then just move on.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Like shit was fucked up in the past forever. And guess what? We've learned from it. If you erase it.
We're getting there.
Well, I mean, we've learned a great deal compared to in the past.
But turning around and trying to cancel all art is just going to get to the point where it's like no one's going to want to create art
anymore. Well, one of the big, like Sunny, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, they removed certain episodes from Hulu. Hulu did this, not the people who run Sunny. Because of racial stereotype, like there's an episode where Dee does her Chinese character and
she does her Puerto Rican character.
Get rid of the Wiz episode.
Yeah, but the thing
no
is,
one's trying to get rid of Saturday Night Live.
But the thing is about the show is they're all fucking terrible people. Like you're supposed to like you're not some like it's funny, but like you're supposed to be like, they're awful people. That's why they're doing what they're doing.
What it really comes down to, and I'm not someone who's right or left. I have no political agenda.
Neither do I.
But if I feel like if you openly outspeak on a left side, and then if your past hasn't always been that, you get a pass. There is a double standard.
Oh, there 100% is.
Like how you're saying SNL. SNL, this last presidency,
well,
has chosen a side.
You want to go SNL? Fucking Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
He can call a reporter a F word and punch him in the face, but God forbid, but Trump's bad too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like if you're going to have someone like Alec Baldwin's a piece of shit, like huge piece of
what's
shit.
His name who just passed away? The right wing radio guy.
Oh, Rush Limbaugh.
And listen, a lot of stuff he said was bad, not good at all. But also because Howard Stern's now all of a sudden a super liberal, you just forget everything he did.
Yeah,
for 10
go back
years,
and listen what Howard did.
Where he literally on episodes would drop N bombs and say,
or would have like borderline sexual assault on his show.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So it's just like, well, we don't claim that now because now he's on our team type deal. You know, it's just like it's on both sides. Like,
oh yeah,
just,
they're both terrible.
It's just cherry picking at this point, and it's just like, and the people who are in the middle who just want to live life and just take entertainment for what it is and realize that it is entertainment and it's not how you should actually live your life. It's changed.
I remember Howard actually prayed that the FCC commissioner would get cancer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, on the air.
What was the one where there was a plane crash and people died in a plane crash and he called and asked, like, are the bodies burnt up and stuff? Like, he was doing prank calls, like, after a plane crash. Yeah. Like, he did some crazy shit. You know what I mean?
We just watched Eddie Murphy Delirious the other day. Holy shit.
Eddie Murphy raw too.
Yeah, but Delirious, like the opening act of Delirious would, like, Eddie shouldn't have a career right now if that were the case.
Yeah.
Mr. T and
Mr. T on Hollywood.
Every time he comes in, it's not
hey,
it's not
boy.
Yeah.
We won't say what they say, but
yeah, it's looking pretty good in them jeans.
But it's humor.
Hey, no one, come down here.
That's another, like, you know, comedy. That's
yeah,
the
like,
whole point of comedy is to make fun of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Tosh,
what can you...
is pretty bad too. I saw him live and I was like, oh boy.
Oh, his stuff is really bad.
Oh, I think, yeah, like, I think Eddie Murphy's early stuff before
Eddie
he tried
Murphy's
to go all family.
Early stuff, Delirious. I remember listening to Delirious in Heather's basement on vinyl. So fucking when we're like,
because
13.
You were on the welfare.
Yeah. Yep. You ain't got no ice cream.
My first comedy album was the old Adam Sandler ones.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wish $1.25.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And now the severe beating
of a high school janitor.
Mop, mop, mop. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, I want everyone to have a fair shake in the world. Whatever your color, your sexual orientation, your religious belief, even though I think it's crazy, I want everyone to get a fucking fair shot of the world. And if something bothers you or offends you, listen, there are people who watch it who are entertained by it who don't honestly think that way. Like, we sometimes, like, for me personally, I handle grief. I handle really dark times in my life by heading it with dark humor.
Yep.
That's just how I cope with things. Like, I had a family member who passed away, and I had to make, in my head, inappropriate style jokes to fucking cope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's probably not healthy, but like, that's how I get through things. Like, if I'm in a situation and there's like an awkward thing, I'm like, oh, I have a really bad joke that would go for this right now. You know what I mean? Like, but I don't know. Like, it just, art is there for a reason, and certain things are made in certain times, and yes, they're not right today, but like in 30 years, this podcast will probably get canceled because because the stuff, things we said, because certain words or things we're saying are now deemed offensive.
You said the.
Yeah.
Offended.
It literally can go that route, because once you open Pandora's box, anything's possible.
Yeah. Dave Chappelle doing the black white surprise.
Oh my God. Clayton Bigsby. Hell yeah.
Well, even I like all of his new ones that are on Netflix.
Yeah,
like, his
Dave Chappelle's
great.
On point,
like,
with everything.
Like, he just goes after everybody.
Yeah,
like,
Dave,
he doesn't care. Like,
that's
the
thing
like
about
he's
comedy.
Not right,
like,
or left.
That's
he goes
about,
after both sides.
Like, South Park, like, they didn't, no one was off the table.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what was great about it. So it's like, we're just gonna make fun of everybody. So it's like, that's why it's funny when certain things come out, like, fucking Isaac Hayes left.
That's,
like,
that's
the line in the sand was, you made fun of Mormonism, you made fun of Jews, you made fun of Christians, but you touched Scientology and fuck you.
Yeah.
And I'm out.
And he left. Yeah.
And they made him a pedophile. It was great.
He's a robot chef.
Yeah.
Hey there, children. But all right.
How would you like me up the butt?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Dude, the episode where they just cut all his lines together after that. Holy shit.
They said the new one's really good. The new pandemic.
I liked it.
I watched like half of it so far and I'm not that into it.
All right. So this beer, I probably should have opened it before I did that, is a sour ale aged
this
on
is everything.
Oak
don't even
chips,
you don't even
apples, raisins, currants, cranberries, figs, cherries.
I need a fresh
brown sugar. Oh, you take your time. I'll be here a while. Cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, cloves, allspice, vanilla, and lactose.
There's actually so more than one version of this.
Is there?
There is another one that's called the Fall Fruits Medley.
Oh, I saw that.
Now, this sounds like someone's boilo recipe.
Does tripping, tripping animals now ship to Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. And this is not tripping animals.
No, that's
Oozle Finch.
Oozle Finch. Yeah. They're out of they're out of Virginia.
Virginia. Okay.
That's not the color I was expecting. I was expecting like a brown mass.
Yeah. Just like sludge.
Yeah. Like a slurry.
Like a glass full of oatmeal. Yeah.
What is this beer called?
Don't be weird.
Don't be weird. That's what Heidi tells me every time we go out.
I can see that.
Yeah, she's like, please don't be weird. I'm like, I'll try. I'll give it my best. Yeah. One friend has checked it in. Is it who I think
it is?
Billy? It is Bill. Yep. Has 160 check-ins. And the profile says, whoa, we know. That's a lot of ingredients to take on. But like we keep telling you guys, we love weird beers. This is one of inspired by all winter season fruit and warm spices that make you feel nice and toasty. With the amount of specialties in this one, we can't say any particular flavor stands out, but they all create a harmonious sour, plenty of fruit spice and sweetness to get you through a cold winter month. Don't knock it until you try it.
Not what I was expecting. It actually is really good.
It's like when you do a cuvée.
Yeah.
It's like a cuvée beer.
It smells nothing like
it. Yeah, it doesn't smell like
it. It
smells like every sour ever.
Yeah.
It's like an explosion of taste in your mouth.
It's like a sour crayon.
A little bit of
like
cinnamon right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And definitely I'm getting the clove and the allspice.
It's a lot, isn't it?
There's no pine in this one.
What the fuck is that?
It's like when you eat the whole bag of Skittles at once.
Yeah.
It's like if you took every, like how they said, every holiday candle and burned them all at the same time.
It's like I mixed an apple spice boilo with traditional boilo.
And threw clove and allspice in it.
Well, there is clove.
Yeah, clove. Oh, yeah.
Most boilo.
You threw more clove and spice in it.
When the boilo has too much clove, what do you do, Billy?
More clove.
You add more clove.
I don't know what was in Brian Todd's boilo, but oh my God, it almost killed me.
You may
that was the blind. Methamphetamine.
Yeah. Probably.
That's why he's always energetic. He's on a lot of meth. No, he's a good guy. He's not on meth, but
he might be. I mean, we don't know that for sure.
We didn't know Joe was into pedophilia, you know. Actually, he wasn't into it. He just harbored them. Paternal.
Oh, paternal. I was like
Penn State fans like, "Fuck,
no,
you,
I quit." I was just starting to think of like, what? Fuck, which Joe is it that I know?
Joe, you know, the guy up the street. Yeah, that's a lot going on there.
It's good, though.
I actually really like it. For everything that's in it, like, I was expecting some weird brown slurry to come out of this can.
It definitely tastes like the holidays.
It does. It's good. And it's not overtly sour.
No.
But I'm getting, like, all of that shit. I'm putting more like this. Who else would like some more?
I'll go 3.5.
I give it a 4.
I'm going 3.75.
I think I'm going to give this a 4 as
actually,
well.
No, Bob just persuaded me.
I think I took too much of a break from sours, and now like my tongue is becoming like not as good as it used to be. I used to be able to drink a sour and not make a face, and now I'm just like,
this one's not nearly as tart as the box jellyfish.
I can taste apples. I can taste currants. I can taste cranberries. I can taste vanilla.
Yep, nope, it's Raiden.
Holy shit,
it's pouring. Well, I guess there's an old man somewhere that's snoring.
nailed it. All right. Now, this is where the challenging the part of the episode comes. Let's beer of the night.
I'm going with this.
I would go box jellyfish.
That was good, too.
Those two did nothing for me.
I gotta wait.
It's the cryo.
I think so. We'll go with that. So we have one for Don't Be Weird, one for Box Jellyfish. The two sours. The two tarts, we'll say. Tart sours. What do you guys think?
I'm not ready to vote.
I'm going to go Cat Judge.
Cat Judge.
All right. Cat Judge.
Bob. I think he's going Cat Judge, too.
On the spot.
Cat Judge. Because actually, I gave three of these a four.
Yeah, Cat Judge is my overall favorite. Very close on the fucking whatever the hell this is.
Don't Be Weird. Yeah, Don't Be Weird.
Yeah, that, just because of the whole story behind it, I think Cat Judge is.
Yeah, Cat Judge. Now, I will keep my vote for Can Art to Cat Judge.
Just yeah, definitely of Cat Judge.
The story Cat Judge. And Cat Judge.
It's perfect. Awesome.
Yeah.
And the fact that they foiled the eyes.
Yeah. So Cat Judge, I think, is the overall winner today. My number two
is definitely Don't Be Weird. That is very close to Cat Judge, but like... Sorry.
I almost died there.
I had like a gas explosion.
I mean, Mr. Head Shark.
Street Sharks did do a lot for me. I'm not sour, gonna lie.
Like just all the shit that's in this. Holy shit.
They're
not what I was expecting.
Their sours are crazy. Like, they just throw so much stuff in.
Like, I taste and, all of that. It's fucking insane.
Yeah, and I like that they usually put the head brewer that had brewed the beer on the can. Like, their name is on the can normally.
The I do like too that they have the scan for date. That's really cool. You know what batch this was? 462 to fuck.
Oh, what? Shit.
Batch 462. That's a winner right there. All right. That'll do it for our Patreon. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
The one listener we would have got for this episode is sitting here, so she doesn't have to do it now. But we'll see you guys next time. Peace. Thank you so much for the love and support. We love you guys, and we love you, Jen. See you later.
Oh, yeah.